divine healing. It's the covenant right of every believer. Throughout the Bible, we see testimony after testimony of the people of God tapping into this divine principle and receiving healing from men of God and even Jesus himself. Open your heart and hear a word for your life as Dr. Bridget Hilliard speaks life to your flesh with the following scriptures. Believe God, stand on his word spoken through scripture, and know that divine healing is for you. My brother, my sister, be ye healed.
Exodus 15:26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23:26, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land, the number of thy days I will fulfill. Exodus 23:26 Amplified. None shall lose her young by miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Exodus 23:26 from the Message Translation. But you serve your God, and he'll bless your food and your water. I'll get rid of the sickness among you. There won't be any miscarriages nor barren women in your land. I'll make sure you live full and complete lives. Psalms 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 107:20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22 Amplified. My son, attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight, keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Proverbs 26:2. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5 Amplified. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Isaiah 58:6-8. Is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Isaiah 58:6-8 Amplified. Rather, is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the bands of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every enslaving yoke? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from the needs of your own flesh and blood? Then shall thy light break forth like the morning, and your healing, your restoration, and the power of new life shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness, your rightness, your justice, and your right relationship with God shall go before you, conducting you to peace and prosperity, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Jeremiah 30:17, part A. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 16:17-18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Luke 6:19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. 1 Peter 2:24 amplified. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it, that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. James 5:14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. You know, we don't serve just a little mamby-pamby God, but we serve a God who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask or think. And so as we begin to worship him in this next phase of worship, we not only worship him just because we know how he's going to act. You know, the Bible says that the children of Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew the ways of God. And the reason why he knew his ways is because he knew God's character. And because of God's character, he says, I'm going to do something in your life. And one of the names of God that we learned was that God is Jehovah. And the word Jehovah means that he is the complete changeless God. He cannot change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so if he was Jehovah Jireh for Abraham, guess what he is for us? He's Jehovah Jireh for us. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a few weeks ago, I went to the doctor for my annual exam. And when I was taking the exam, the radiologist found something on the report that he didn't like. So they took me into another room and they said, we got to do a more extensive report for the doctor because it's something that doesn't look good on your report. And then, of course, they come up with a big C word. And so they laid me on the table and they start going through all this process. And they say, do you want to call anybody to be up here with you? I said, no, the person that I need to be with me is already with me. Amen. Why? Because Jehovah Shammah was already on the scene. The Bible says he is the God who is always there. And he promised me that he would never leave me or forsake me. And we found out in Hebrews that he is the God who is always there. And he told us 3 times in Hebrews 13:5. He said, I will not leave you. I will not leave you. I will not leave you. So he is the God who is always there. And then in learning the revelation that we got on the covenant names of God, we found out that many of the names that the people gave the names to God, but one name that God gave to himself, he says, I am Jehovah Rapha. I am the God that healeth thee. None of these sickness or diseases will come upon you because I'll take them from the midst of you. I am the God that healeth thee. Amen. So he is Jehovah Rapha. Amen. And then he said that he is Jehovah Shalom. He is the God of our peace. There's nothing missing, nothing broken when we serve Jehovah Shalom. Amen. And then he said that I am El Elyon. I am the Most High God. I have the final word to say about your life. I have the final word to say about your future. I have the final word to say about you. I have the final word to say about your purpose. I have the final word to say about your destiny, because I am the Most High God. And then he says, not only am I the Most High God, but guess what else he is? He is Jehovah Rohi. He is our shepherd. He's leading us and guiding us into areas where he wants us to go. So he is our shepherd. Amen. So when you worship God, you're not just worshiping somebody who doesn't care about you. You're worshiping somebody who wants to be involved in every situation of your life, because he is El Shaddai. He's the all-resting God. And in every situation, he'll be there to nurture you so that you can make it through every situation. Amen. And then not only that is he El Shaddai, but the final thing that we found about God is that he's Jehovah Gamolah. He is the Lord God of recompenses. He will pay back. He'll pay us back for the time that we worship him. He'll pay us back for the time that we give to him, because he is Jehovah Gamolah. He is the Lord God of recompenses. And that's why we worship him, because of who he is. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Dr. Bridget Hilliard. May God bless you, and may you walk in the healing that is yours by covenant and by faith.